What about heaven and hell? This audio teaching is presented by First Fruits of Zion Educational Director, Daniel Lancaster. Disc 3 is entitled, Abraham's Lap.
In this lecture, we're going to look at a little bit, just a little slice of the Master's teaching about heaven and hell. Before we begin to do so, however, I want to make one clarification. This is something you'll hear me say a lot if you follow my teachings at all. And that is to realize that his gospel message, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, was not about heaven. That was not about paradise, not about Gan Eden, as we have been discussing it. Instead, he was using the word heaven in that context as a circumlocution for God's name. That is a way of not pronouncing the holy name of God, which is a common practice in Judaism of his day as it is today. Just like, I always point out like this, when someone says to you, oh, for heaven's sakes, that's what my mother used to say that sometimes. That's really a circumlocution of God's name. Really, what it means is, oh, for God's sakes, you know, right? Or alternatively, oh, for Christ's sakes. But you don't want to say that because that's profanity. So you say, oh, for heaven's sake. This is a circumlocution. Now, that's not to say that the Master was using profanity, but he was in the same way that the person doesn't want to make God's name profane. You know what profanity means? Profanity just means normal, common, to bring it down to a common level, to speak on a common level. Holy and profane distinguishes between the holy and the profane. So the Master is, like the rest of Judaism of his day, didn't want to make God's name profane, common, so he used circumlocutions, just like in Judaism today we say Hashem instead of the name of God or any number of ways of getting around saying the name of God. Actually, we have a whole book dedicated to this topic, and I would encourage you, if you haven't read it, you might find it interesting. It's called Hallowed Be Your Name, and it's by Toby and Aaron, and it gives a lot of different examples that we find in the New Testament of these circumlocutions, these ways of avoiding saying God's name. And if you have some sacred name friends, or if you have any friends who pronounce the Master's name as Yahshua, I encourage you to get them a gift for Hanukkah, a copy of this book, Hallowed Be Your Name. Anyway, the point is that when Yeshua says kingdom of heaven, he means kingdom of God. Not heaven as in the place where souls of the righteous go after death to await the resurrection as we've been discussing it, but rather the messianic era. And this is obvious that kingdom of heaven is the same as kingdom of God when you compare Matthew with Mark and Luke. Matthew translates kingdom of heaven. Mark and Luke render the same sayings as kingdom of God. So when our Holy Master speaks about the kingdom of heaven, he's not talking about heaven in the Christian sense of the word. Instead, to him, kingdom of heaven is the messianic era predicted by the prophets when Israel will be gathered at the end of exile, and the great redemption will be complete, and King Messiah will rule out of messianic Jerusalem, and all nations he will rule over with a rod of iron, it says. That's the kingdom of heaven. And our Master talked about the kingdom of heaven all the time. He rarely talked about heaven, paradise, that is the interim state of the soul, and he rarely spoke about the world to come. He had a kingdom message, a messianic era message. And it's really important to understand this, that was his focus, because when he says things like, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. From a Christian reading, we would read that as, you will not go to heaven. But enter the kingdom of heaven and go to heaven are two very different concepts. Enter the kingdom of heaven means enter the messianic era. Go to heaven, totally different thing. Go to heaven is go to the nice part of Sheol. All right. It's a big distinction to make. Yeah? All right, so this is a simple rule for understanding the Gospels. When the Master speaks about the kingdom, he is speaking about the Messianic era, both in the future and oftentimes in the capacity that it may be entered into now by his disciples and his followers, since we have found the King. That was his main Gospel message, the good news. Repent, the Messianic era is at hand. He also spoke about eternal life, as we know. And he spoke about taking hold of life in him. And through faith in him, and by clinging to him, taking hold of this eternal life. But most often, if we look closely at what he's speaking about in those types of passages, which are primarily found in the Gospel of John, even then his discussions about eternal life are not about going to heaven in the conventional Christian sense, but rather they are about attaining the resurrection of the dead in the Messianic era, which brings us back to the kingdom of heaven, the Messianic era.